The Blessing of the Ashes. The function begins with the blessing of the ashes, which are to be put on our foreheads. These ashes are made from the palms, which were blessed the previous Palm Sunday. The blessing they are now to receive in this, their new form, is given in order that they may be made more worthy of that mystery of contrition and humility which they are intended to symbolize. The choir begins by chanting this antiphon, which is a prayer for mercy. Antiphon. Hear us, O Lord, for thy mercy is kind. Look on us, O Lord, according to the multitude of thy mercies. Save me, O God, for the waters have reached my soul. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The priest, standing at the altar, and having the ashes near him, begs of God, by the following prayers, that he would make them an instrument of our sanctification. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Let us pray. O Almighty and Eternal God, spare those that repent, show mercy to those that humbly entreat thee, and vouchsafe to send from heaven thy holy angel to bless and sanctify these ashes, that they may be a wholesome remedy to all who humbly call upon thy holy name, and conscious of their sins, accuse themselves and deplore their crimes in sight of thy divine majesty, or humbly and earnestly have recourse to thy sovereign bounty. And grant, by our calling on thy most holy name, that whoever shall be touched by these ashes for the remission of their sins may receive health of body and defense of soul, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who desirest the conversion and not the death of sinners, graciously consider the weakness of human nature, and mercifully vouchsafe to bless these ashes, which we design to receive on our heads, in token of our humiliation, and to obtain forgiveness, that we who know that we are but ashes, and must return to dust because of our wickedness, may obtain through thy mercy pardon of all our sins, and the recompense promised to penitents, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who art appeased by humiliation and pacified by satisfaction, incline to our prayers the ears of thy mercy, and pour upon the heads of thy servants, covered with these ashes, the grace of thy blessing, so as both to fill them with the spirit of compunction, and to grant them the effects of their just desires, and when granted, to remain stable and untouched forever. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. O Almighty and Eternal God, who forgavest the Ninevites when they did penance in sackcloth and ashes, mercifully grant us so to imitate their penance, that we may obtain pardon of our sins. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Having said the last of these prayers, the priest sprinkles the ashes with holy water and censes them. The first in order of the priests who are present marks the celebrant's forehead with them. Then the ministers at the altar and the clergy receive them from the celebrant, who finally gives them to the faithful, saying, Remember, man, that thou art dust, and into dust thou shalt return. When the priest puts the holy emblem of penance upon you, accept in a spirit of submission the sentence of death, which God himself pronounces against you. Remember, O man, that thou art dust, and into dust thou shalt return. Humble yourself, and remember what it was that brought the punishment of death upon us. Man wished to be as a god, and preferred his own will to that of his sovereign master. Reflect, too, on that long list of sins which you have added to the sin of your first parents, and adore the mercy of your God, who asks only one death for all these your transgressions. During the time the priest is giving the ashes, the choir sings the following antiphons and responsory. Anthem. Let us change our dress for ashes and sackcloth. Let us fast and weep in the presence of the Lord, for our God is very merciful to forgive us our sins. Anthem. The priests, the ministers of the Lord, shall weep between the porch and the altar, and say, Spare, O Lord, spare thy people, and shut not the mouths of those who praise thee, O Lord. Responsory. Let us amend the sins we have committed through ignorance, lest suddenly overtaken by the day of our death, we seek for time to do penance, and be not able to find it. Look down on us, O Lord, and take pity, for we have sinned against thee. Help us, O God, our Savior, and deliver us for the glory of thy name, O Lord. Look down on us, O Lord, and take pity, for we have sinned against thee. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. Look down on us, O Lord, and take pity, for we have sinned against thee. As soon as all the faithful have received the ashes, the priest sings the following prayer. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Let us pray. Grant us, O Lord, to begin with holy fasting our Christian warfare, that being to fight against spiritual wickedness, we may be aided therein by temperance. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.